Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
And Henry.
Henry sitting in on Free Talk Live for the second night in a row. I do appreciate it. We're going to try to do Free Talk Live here from the remote studios in Florida.
The curious remote studios.
But I got to say, this is not a bad chair in which I sit, and I have never worked in a nice radio station. So, I mean, like, to me, luxurious and radio doesn't really go together. It's just not the way it is. But, yeah, it's been really great, and I do appreciate the good folks here giving us the opportunity to use the studios. And you can call in to our studios in New Hampshire. We will then get it routed via Comrex down here, hear what you're saying, and then be able to chat with you. The number is 603-283-6160. Also want to thank the captain for sitting in and doing... What do we decide, Captain? This is executive producer work?
You know, yeah. In fact, I had some friends of mine after I stopped playing in heavy metal bands for a couple of years, and I would always just be hanging out with them at their rehearsal place, and they dubbed me executive producer because I would bring booze. It didn't actually help the band in any way, so I think executive producer probably fits the bill, even though I'm doing more and I'm not providing you guys with booze.
I do appreciate it. Thank you, so, Captain. Henry, I don't know. I didn't mention it with you, but I'm on the wagon, too. It's been months and months since I've had anything to drink, and Captain brought it up there.
I didn't know that you didn't want to drink or you didn't drink.
I don't know what I wanted and didn't want to do. What I decided was is that it was probably going to be easier to lose weight if I didn't take in a depressant that caused that my body would...
Well, I haven't drunk since 2012, and listen to the wonders it's done for me.
It's probably those chocolate-covered Oreos you were mentioning earlier.
And you know, the sugar has that same mechanism that alcohol does. It was a dopamine response and all like that, except you're allowed to drive a car.
I think that sugar is probably... So alcohol includes a depressant aspect that sugar doesn't have, so alcohol, I would say, is worse in the sense
that's
of losing weight.
That's why drive under alcohol.
Well, that's the mind-altering aspect.
I was born to the dopamine response in my day of drinking.
Well...
I didn't need to be depressed. I was rather a happy drunk, actually.
See? Makes you happy, whatever the case may be.
I was getting that dopamine.
Well, for me, it wasn't... I'm consuming too much alcohol and, you know, it's ruining my life or anything like that. It was just...
It wasn't a problem.
I was chubby. You know, and I didn't want to be chubby. But I have to thank the good folks at the Wuhan lab for giving me COVID. I lost 15 pounds in 5 days when I had the COVIDs. So thank you, Dr. Fauci, and your work with the Wuhan folks. And thank you, China.
Huh?
Yeah, so, you know, give credit where credit is due.
Good to be grateful.
Thank you, Elon Musk.
What are you thankful for him about?
I don't know. I guess he probably gave Bitcoin a bit of a boost at one point, and now he's, you know, now he's taking some of that back.
Has the groundswell occurred yet? Are we trending on Twitter with Ban Musk yet?
I don't know. I don't look at Twitter. I hate Twitter.
Well, you're one influencer who does, and... Others don't.
Lots of people like Twitter.
There's people that wish they were on Twitter.
There's people that wish they had the amount of followers on Twitter that Free Talk Live does, and we've never even tried. Hold on. We don't try, so go to twitter.freetalklive.com and sign up.
I'll do that right now. Let's see what's happening on Twitter with freetalklive.com.
Well, that's what it is, at Free Talk Live. Just at Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Way to promote. Let's get it. Okay, and the 1 millionth follower will get how much Bitcoin?
1 millionth follower that follows tonight. If you're the 1 millionth follower tonight, we will get you...
When did you get that with Bitcoin?
Yeah, well, we'll give you a Bitcoin. A million legitimate followers tonight? I mean, tonight's over in 3 hours.
How many
people
need to create a million false handles?
I don't know. I don't know anything about, I don't know anything about Twitter.
What's FTL?
Chat free talk. What's it?
Free Talk Live Show at FTL Show Prep. Is that yours?
I believe that that is just the stuff that we've talked about. So the captain's probably going to post some of our stuff.
At Live Free Talk.
I don't know.
That's not yours?
I don't know. We got lots of stuff. We're big enough that we have pretenders? Sure.
Huh. That's why I hate to leave dead air, but I am fascinated by all this. I want to know what the show prep was. At FTL Show.
Well, I can tell you we're nothing compared to Elon Musk.
You're losing me, Mark. Oh.
I know nothing of Twitter.
I'm leaving you out there to hang out.
Yeah, for what it's worth.
You know, I could go to Twitter and find a show prep. Let's see what it says.
I don't know where you're looking or what you're looking for. I missed most of your conversation, but
yeah, this is a bunch of links.
Basically, we put up the links of all the stuff we talk about so that people can go and look at those stories.
It doesn't look like it's been updated since 2010.
Okay, that must be old.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's see.
I'm now referring to Elon Musk.
Hold on just a second. Yeah. Captain?
I'm now referring to Elon Musk as Muskrat. And anybody who likes him and follows him is also a Muskrat. Because I smell that.
Captain, while you're on here, where does our show prep go? When it gets tuned, does it just go to at Free Talk Live?
No, it goes out to our Facebook feed. It goes out to our Twitter and some other places that
Is it at Free Talk Live?
You're asking the wrong guy.
All right. Somebody set this crap up.
Well, I see a lot of links to things you talk about on the air. I see the yesterday's story about the principal smacking little 6-year-old.
Then that's where it goes.
On Twitter, yeah. So it should go out to... We use a handy application that's sort of a meta application that sends
out... It's called Whalebird.
Yeah, it sends out to multiple social media outlets at the same time. So we just had to figure out, okay, what's the smallest amount of characters for any of these social media? And then let's keep our posts below that. So we basically just say 2 or 3 words and then post a link. Sometimes just the link gets posted out. So
you can follow me on Twitter at 1medge1. That says medge as in Mark Edge.
One numeral or the word?
The numeral.
Okay. Well, that was enlightening.
And I never post there. So
what have you been thinking about? We've been enough about me. We've been talking about what's on my mind. What's on your mind?
As far as Elon Musk goes?
If you want.
I hate the idea of banning anybody from any particular platform.
Why? It's a private company.
Well, yeah, it is a private company. But I think that...
It's some kind of cancel culture? You want to pick on a private company?
Absolutely. When that private company basically becomes the press, I don't like it when the news leaves news stories out. I think that, if Twitter purports itself to be a platform at which one can go and microblog, then one should be able to go there and microblog, and that Twitter shouldn't be deciding what you say and what you don't say. But I think you've made a pretty good case that Elon Musk is attempting to manipulate the market here, and that there are people that are being harmed, and that he is doing so, in a malicious fashion. So, I can see the point, but I would never advocate for banning or anything like that.
How about just boycott Tesla? Hashtag boycott Tesla.
I think you should buy Teslas because you think they're good cars. I don't know if they are. I drove one, but and it was super fast, but I don't care about a super fast car. That doesn't mean anything to me.
So you don't want social good interfering with the marketplace?
No, what I want is, I want to know if having a battery-powered car is in fact social good. And we, as you know, in my household, we drive a plug-in Prius that we got the first year that they made the darn things.
And you're driving the same one?
Yeah. It's 2012. And
how many miles are on it?
It's got to be getting close to 200. It gets driven every year up and down. Well, it's a great car. The Prius itself is a great car. But anyway, not here to plug Prius.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Henry.
The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we'll talk about, well, whatever. I do want to remind you that Fork Fest is going on in, well, basically the weekend before July 4th in New Hampshire in the beautiful White Mountains at Rogers Campground. If you want to hang out with many of the hosts from Free Talk Live, Free Talk Live will be performed there at Fork Fest and the earlier Pork Fest that is going on. So you get Pork and Fork Fest going on in a Rogers Campground for 2 weeks.
Pork with a P and fork with an F?
Pork with a C, meaning Porcupine Freedom Fest.
Oh.
And then Fork Fest is a fork of Pork Fest in the sort of Bitcoin sense. It's like, you know, the irascible.
Play on words.
Yeah. The irascible, difficult to deal with libertarians suddenly get kicked out of Pork Fest, create their own called Fork Fest that goes on before or after, and then, you know, yay, party! And so it's a fun time had by all. It is fun. If you go to Fork Fest, spelled like a fork that you eat with, forkfest.party, that is a real URL, forkfest.party, you will get the unofficial website, and you can go up there and have fun and chat it up and figure out what you're going to do.
Hashtag Ban Musk is all over Twitter.
You're trending.
Yeah.
We're trending.
I should have put a hashtag FTL.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, sure. That's what we should do. Let's go to the phones. We've got David in New Mexico calling in. As soon as I can make this cursor work. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, listening on KIVA, the Rock of Talk, Albuquerque, New Mexico, with Eddie Aragon.
Is that the station you're on? Great. Kiva.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on Kiva on Sundays. Hey, Eddie, put them on Saturdays as well. And then you're on Saturdays, and Saturdays you're on KINN in Alamogordo. And on Saturdays and Sundays you're also on KENN in Farmington.
Guess we're all over the place there in New Mexico, huh?
Yeah, I think you're probably, on the weekends, you're probably, you cover the whole state on the weekends in New Mexico. I mean, you've probably got more coverage here.
Funny thing about Free Talk Live on the weekends is we're basically in our time slot, which is 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time. We're almost the only live thing out there. I think there's one other live show, maybe two other live shows, period, and that there are actually, last I checked, 3 hours out of the six that we're on in that time frame where there's nothing but Free Talk Live.
Right. Yeah, it's a good deal, man.
Yeah, we're the only live thing on the air in America.
Yeah.
Dave sounds like a great listener. He's dedicated. I mean, Dave is just going through the roof in my esteem for him.
Yeah, he's just cruising the dial looking at for FTL.
You're the only one. I'm held in high esteem by one person nationwide. All right.
What's in your mind, Dave?
Well, I want to hammer this law enforcement thing a little more, and I want to go a layer deeper on the onion. But first of all, I got to say that your picture there on your chair—that's the same picture I get to punch you. I get to punch you in the face every time I call Free Talk Live, because that's the thumbnail for Free Talk Live on my phone in my contacts.
Yep, it's a good shot, and the captain has my picture on the cam at cam.freetalklive.com. He's printed it off and stuck it on a chair. We will have cameras at some point in this studio, but I think we're only doing one more week end in the studio, and then I'm going to be heading back to New Hampshire. So
cool. Law enforcement in New Mexico, here's the next layer of the onion, and this is the jurisdiction of the Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. You should be listening up, and Cabinet Secretary Public Safety, State Police Chief, and the deputy that I spoke to the Deputy Secretary for about an hour about this problem of retaliation. And let me say that again, retaliation, that's a legal term. That's a civil rights violation, New Mexico State Police. Your officers are retaliating and threatening me in an unlawful way, and this is a legal notice to you, State of New Mexico, and this is in the this concerns the state police and the sheriff's department in some counties around the city of Albuquerque. And here's what's happening: is when I call in things like these three auto thefts in the last 2 weeks, two of them in 48 hours that I told you about yesterday. Oh, and by the way, when I woke up this morning at 4 a.m., 4:30, and I noticed two cars coming up the road in the the dark with their headlights, and they turned into the property where that car was stolen from, the closest one. And I assumed that they were cops checking the place out. They were only 48 hours late in their response to the call of an auto theft. But thank you anyway, whoever that was, state police, county deputies. And if it wasn't you cops, then it was just more thieves scoping the place out, which could be the case, because an hour after I saw those two vehicles this morning when I woke up, I watched for an hour another SUV drive around the neighborhood casing properties and going on properties, and I watched them physically removing property from other properties. Did I call the cops, New Mexico State Police? No, I didn't. You know why? Because you threaten me when I call you. You retaliate against me when I call you, because your dispatchers are, in legal terms, negligent and malicious. And then so when I asked to speak to their...
What you said yesterday is that basically you called on these situations where cars were being stolen, and that police officers were like, we want to come to your house and we want to talk to you. Don't you think there's...
Yeah.
I mean, I can see why that's scary, but don't you think it's a little... and like, it makes sense that cops would want to come and talk to you, like at some point?
No, because I know exactly what it was. I was reporting, I used the language, quote unquote, crime in progress. And the location is right over there. Right now, a criminal is stealing my neighbor's vehicle. And you want to come and talk to me, New Mexico law enforcement? What that tells me is the tone of voice that you're hearing right now, when I gave that to your dispatcher, and then I gave it to the dispatcher supervisor named Michael, who claimed to be a detective in this given county, and he was derogatory towards me and then threatening towards me in telling me that he was dispatching officers to come to talk to me when there was a crime in progress that I'm looking at right at the moment. What that tells me is that's an intimidation tactic. Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, Attorney General, United States of America, while you're coming to Albuquerque to investigate the Albuquerque Police Department, why don't you investigate
the investigating the Albuquerque Police Department? I know they did previously.
Hell yeah, they are. Hell yeah, they are. They're not letting go of that one. They're still there, and it's stronger than ever, and they've doubled down on it. So, the U.S. Attorney General, you can come and investigate this, because this is a strong-arm tactic to intimidate me. Another interesting thing about the call from Michael at the agency in question is that he questioned my... He goes, well, that's 10 blocks away from you. How are you seeing what's going on over there? Which is irrelevant, Michael, how I see it. Have you ever heard of binoculars? People in the wide open in the West have binoculars, you dumb ass.
Well, I can see what David's point is on this one, and I can see how he might be a little concerned about giving his address out to the cops in this circumstance. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC released new guidance last week regarding mask wearing for those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, saying that they no longer need to wear masks indoors in most settings. But as states now adapt their mandates, there is still some confusion over what people should do. Dr. Amesh Adalja is an infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins University and tells Fox News how vaccinated people should proceed under the new guidelines.
If you're fully vaccinated, you have to realize that the virus is going to treat you very differently because now you are unlikely to be infected, breakthrough infections are extremely rare, and you're not likely to spread this to other people, so you're no longer a threat to people. So that's why the public health guidance has changed for fully vaccinated people. It's also important to remember that there is a big swath of the population that is not fully vaccinated, and they need to continue to wear masks, especially indoors when they cannot social distance.
You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden will meet early this week with a group of Republican senators to continue negotiations over the president's infrastructure plan. The two sides met last Thursday, with both emerging hopeful that a compromise can be reached. Republicans have balked at the size of the president's more than $2 trillion proposal, looking instead for a smaller, more targeted package. Representative Ashley Hinson says she's also hopeful for a deal. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that investing in infrastructure is important, but that not enough of the president's plan does that.
When we're talking about that package specifically, only 6% goes to roads and bridges, only about 5% to broadband infrastructure, and even less to locks and dams and ports. So when you're talking about spending more on electric vehicle subsidies than actual infrastructure, I think that's where we need to come to the drawing board. I think there is a room where we can actually find a solution that everybody agrees on, but I hope we can all come to the table and get something done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Henry, you found a piece of show prep. It's Mark Edge with you.
Hi, Henry Ray.
And you found a piece of show prep that derailed everything I intended to do here in the final couple of segments of the show, and I just want to talk about it. So from uk.news.yahoo.com. Can you help me out with his name?
Bequia?
Bequia?
Oh. Well, he could be.
I'm going to.
Bequia.
Bequia. This is an island in the nation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Interestingly, this is where my wife and I went on our honeymoon.
Ah.
16 years ago, 17, however, whenever we got married, and I don't know exactly when it was. I couldn't even tell you the year, frankly. I think it was 2005. And it says, the Caribbean island home to the world's first Bitcoin community. So they got the story. I'm going to read it. A Caribbean housing developer is creating the world's first Bitcoin community where residents will pay for property, goods, and services entirely in cryptocurrency. The first fully Bitcoin-enabled community will be set up in Bequia, in an 18-square-kilometer Caribbean island that is part of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So it'll be set up in this island. It is not that island. So it's not like everything on the island is this way. But I suspect if you have one community, pretty soon people will begin accepting certain cryptocurrencies. The project is a brainchild of real estate developer Storm Gonsalves, who plans to build 39 luxury villas, shops, a clubhouse, and buildings with his company One Bequia. Residents will be able to pay for everyday essentials like groceries, restaurants, and entertainment in Bitcoin, as well as buying their property with the cryptocurrency. The property
has sovereignty over that.
What do you mean?
The Bequia.
Oh, St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
And they have sovereignty over themselves.
They are a nation. I mean, you know, it's, as much as any nation has sovereignty, I would say that the only sovereign places in the world, the only sovereign entities in the world are the United States, Russia, and China. Sorry,
well, I don't want to make you digress.
You're right.
My curiosity.
The residents will be able to pay for everyday essentials like groceries and restaurants and entertainment in Bitcoin, as well as buy their property with cryptocurrency. The properties ranging from 670 euros to 1.6 million euros. You got a quick off the top of your head, translation for that?
Dollars to euros?
Yeah, so 670.
Maybe one and a quarter?
Yeah, something like that. So maybe $750,000 to $800,000 to $1.8 million.
Luxury villa? What are we talking about?
Yeah, luxury villa. Yeah.
Oh.
It can be purchased using cryptocurrency equivalents, where prices are locked in to avoid fluctuations in price during the transactions. Speaking to the Express, which is, you know, a news agency, Mr. Gonsalves said that buying property in cryptocurrencies will become a very normal thing to do in years to come. Mm. I think that's probably true. Right now, we're pioneering an alternative form of financing. We're also pioneering a new way of marketing. I think he's right about buying property. Normally, you don't have this seller's market that's going on in many places in the United States, especially here in the Gulf Coast. The seller's market means that you're putting up a house for sale and people are bidding above the price.
Listening just today that had a price and said, submit your offer and you've got a price.
What do I need to submit an offer for? You've got a price, right? And this is what's happening here in the Gulf Coast and many places around the United States, is that, you've got this seller's market. Right now with a seller's market, you can't say, hey, I want to pay in Bitcoin or something like that. But under normal circumstances, you can make an offer and make it contingent upon the acceptance of cryptocurrency and be much more likely that these things will happen. Right now, a seller can be like, that sounds like a lot of work. I don't think I'm really interested in selling my property to you. I'll just take one of these other 10 people that want to buy it.
Right.
And so that's what's happening. But I do agree. There are over $1 trillion in the dollars in the market cap of Bitcoin alone, and many of these purchasers first bought it when Bitcoin was only $1,000. So there's a lot of wealth in the crypto market that cannot be ignored anymore. It's just too large. It's really hit the mainstream, so I think that we're doing what we're doing is going to become run-of-the-mill, in a few years from now. Cryptocurrencies could also provide a solution to the financial challenges in the Caribbean, where island communities can be cut off from mainstream banking facilities. That's true. Bitcoin was designed by Satoshi Nakamoto to give the ability to bank to anybody who had a smartphone, essentially, or a computer, or whatever the situation
was. I don't think there were smartphones back then.
Yeah. There were smartphones, but they weren't apps.
That's smart.
Yeah, they weren't terribly smart, but I think you could look at it and say, yeah, you could. Were there apps? There were apps in 2009. So I think you could have looked forward to say that that's the case. But I don't know what Satoshi Nakamoto was thinking. He disappeared. He, she, them, they.
To Bequia.
Perhaps to buy a luxury villa for less than $2 million. Residents of small island nations are finding it increasingly difficult to send and receive money internationally because of de-risking by large international banks, a practice of removing intermediary banking services from smaller community banks. So what they're finding is that, weird things are going on with many of these community banks, so we're just not going to do business with them. And this is truly happening. Big banks aren't making it easier for poor and disadvantaged people around the world to do business in the greater international community.
Why do they need the big banks? Why do the poor people need it? Why don't they just use Cash App or something like that?
I think that it's to get, well, so there's getting a piece of the pie and then there's growing the pie. They can grow the pie only so much. They need to be able to buy things like concrete and wood and, you know, things like that to build greater communities on their own island. So if they can't get those, if they can't get access to money, because money is in and of itself a commodity, they have to have access to it.
I thought you were talking, we had shifted our focus to poor people in general.
Poor people in general, yeah. I mean, that's true for poor people in general. But this is the Caribbean island. Anyway, this Gonsalves says, this prevents the island-based banks from transacting internationally. If this trend continues, it means small island nations will be essentially cut off from international trade and commerce. For tourism-based economies, this will be devastating. And what we've seen is during COVID, many of these island nations, they shut down. I mean, their economies shut down, and it was, you know, terrible for them. I am a resident of the U.S. Marianas, which is an island where 80% of its GDP comes from tourism. And when the governor felt like he had to shut down plane flights from all around the world, I mean, frankly, tourism had crashed weeks before that, but he shut down the plane flights, I mean, the only thing that they could do is beg the United States for relief money from FEMA and these sorts of things. And they got it. But these Caribbean islands, they're not part of the United States. So they're not getting this relief money. And they've just got to figure it out on their own. And mostly what that means is everybody's doing without when it comes to, you know, having money. This prevents island-based banks from transacting internationally. If this trend continues, it means small island nations will essentially... Excuse me, I read that one already. Caribbean countries are adopting blockchain and cryptocurrencies more quickly than elsewhere as a result, Gonsalves says. St. Lucia, Grenada, Antigua, Barbuda, the St. Kitts and Nevis launched Dcash, the world's first digital currency union in the world, which is backed by a central bank. Gonsalves believes that Bequia properties will attract those who already invest in cryptocurrencies. He told Europeans, not everyone understands the advantage of cryptocurrencies. People are still kept skeptical. So I think this is interesting, and I'd love to have your opinion on the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Final segment of Free Talk Live. We can still get you in, if that's what you wish. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And remember, if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, you can always call into Free Talk Live. We'll be here tomorrow, the next day, the next week, the next year, the next decade. It's Free Talk Live. The number, 603-283-6160. I've got this story here. It's coming from Yahoo News, and it's on a developer who is creating a crypto housing development. And you're going to be able to buy houses and, you know, go out to dinner and do whatever it is that you do, services, that kind of thing, in this development, all with cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin and the like. His name is Gonsalves, or Gonsalves, I don't propose to know how to pronounce his name. He believes that the Bequia, this is an island in, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and that it's going to attract property, that the properties will attract those who already invest in cryptocurrencies. Not everyone understands the advantages of cryptocurrencies, and people are still skeptical. Early crypto investors are not your typical speculators, and they believe strongly in the philosophy of decentralization behind Bitcoin and blockchain. They're not your typical speculator. However, the developer said those living in the community will also be able to use U.S. dollars if they wish, as the cryptocurrencies will be weighted against the American currency. So there you go.
So they're trying to get like-minded people to all move somewhere and form a community.
That's what they're trying to do.
That sounds familiar. Have you ever heard of something like that?
Well, in fact, I'm involved with Free Private Cities, and we're looking to do something similar, except this is a housing development where you'll be able to use cryptocurrency. I'm proposing a special economic zone, a special autonomous zone where you can use cryptocurrency and have a higher degree of freedom than you currently have. I'm not going to badmouth this particular project.
Where might one of those be?
Well, at this point, we cannot reveal any of that information.
Planet?
people have picked up and moved to New Hampshire, but we are working on a couple of different locations. We're getting close. In fact, I have to take a trip here in the relatively near future to do some scouting. So we'll see We'll see what's what.
I hear there's a lot of population dislocation in western China. There might be some places there that are available.
I'm trying to avoid any places that have the word red in front of the name of their country.
China?
Yeah, Red China. Yeah, that's the...
I don't think that's... They put that as part of their name.
No, they don't. But ethno states, that bothers me too. Just saying.
Okay.
They dislike me for who I am and what I was born. I don't like that. So, anyway, there are some people who dislike Musk for what he's saying.
And one of those is one of the Dogecoin creators.
That's true.
And in a...
I dislike the Dogecoin creators for what he created.
Now, in a deleted tweet, but I have to say up front, it wasn't he caught the heat and deleted it. He said he was going to delete it in X amount of time after he posted it. The co-creator is Jackson Palmer, and he reminded people, and actually that's how the tweet comes. This is about 2 days ago, I believe. Reminder, colon, Elon Musk is and always will be a self-absorbed grifter. He continued, removing this in 1 minute, as that's all I have to say, and I enjoy the quiet life. But he went on in a third tweet.
Why would you make a tweet and then delete it? What would be the point of that?
Because he was making a statement, he knew it would be out there, and then he just didn't want to have a life beyond its moment.
But it does, because somebody wrote a news story about it, and obviously people are going to screen cap it. I mean, you know, he wants that, clearly.
Well, he followed anyway with a third tweet. P.S. SNL episode was cringe, bro.
Okay, well, I didn't watch it, so I wouldn't be able to say, but, you know, Elon Musk is not the first relatively famous guy to make it to SNL.
Oh, the show had its moments.
Yeah. Oh, good. You watched it?
I watched some of it.
Okay, cool.
I DVR'd, and then I just sampled it.
That still exists? I haven't heard that term in a while. DVR?
Yeah, it's probably on demand somewhere.
Okay. Let me go to the phones here. We got Jim in Pennsylvania. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Listening to your show here may have happened maybe an hour ago.
Okay.
You had a guest on, and for some reason, I'm a big fan of your show. Just on the basis, you sound so honest.
So what?
I was listening to one of your guests. I don't know.
Well, I have my guest host, Henry, who's
hi,
on
Jim.
And you guys, oh, hey, how you doing?
Good.
You know, I didn't understand where you guys come across, like, talking about Trump. Like,
okay.
He's not even the president anymore. But nope. You guys said, oh, thank God, you know, Trump ain't talking, and now here, Joe, he don't even recognize a border crisis. He don't even recognize, there's a lot of things he don't recognize.
Well, that whole conversation was a device to lead into the ban Musk from Twitter and the concept of banning Musk from Twitter. And the other example of that is banning Trump from Twitter, which preceded that. So I was referring to that.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah.
I'd say that Joe isn't doing very good at the border either. I don't, like, to me, Joe Biden is just the second term of Trump. I don't think much has changed. I don't see a lot changing. Henry, do you?
Well, talking about the border, he delayed making any changes.
Hold on, Jim.
And then now he's moved forward with some. And there's a whole process to how Joe Biden does things. I think it could have been foreseen and anticipated that if during the campaign he was being portrayed as being this lenient with the immigrants that were coming and asking for asylum, that he would be responsive when he took office and that he would have a more lenient policy, and he really wasn't prepared to do that, and it got overwhelmed at the border, and I think that could have been foreseen.
Jim, what do you think?
I think he's right, but you know, let's put it this way. his hashtag before he even got elected was, come on up. And
what is it?
Who knows? Who knows?
Well, I don't know. I can't say. But thank you for the call, Jim. Do appreciate it. So Joe Biden at the border, I think that he was portrayed as somehow he was going to solve the border crisis problem and that parents wouldn't be separated from children. Now, I don't know whether parents are being separated from children now. I can tell you that, in my opinion, Democrats, in many cases, have stopped paying attention to what's going on in government because now Orange Hitler's out and geriatric Jesus is in. And this is, to me, if you're not paying attention the other 3 years of a presidency, you shouldn't vote because of what gets said in the final year. There are far too many low information voters out there tossing their hat in the ring, and I don't care which side of the issue they are. Now, in my opinion, when it comes to the border, free people can cross the border of free countries freely, or you don't have free people and you don't have free countries. So I don't support Trump's particular, use of the border and that sort of thing. But I think it's laughable the way that Democrats are like, oh, my God, parents are being separated from children. Well, what do you expect to have happen? Do you think the Democrats are really going to solve this? And I don't.
Well, there are the instances, though, of the people that were on Trump's team that were promoting harsher treatment for the purpose of harsher treatment as a deterrent and also as an attitude that they wanted to inculcate within the administration, within the government of the United States. So that's one thing. But if the question is, has Biden been effective in the first 100 days in dealing with the increase and attempted immigrants and the increase in the asylum seekers, from an efficiency standpoint, no. Now, what he has done, he has increased the cap on asylum seekers, so that is addressing one problem.
Well, the problem with asylum seekers is they get a check. I hate this part. This is like, come here, say, I've been abused, and get a check. Who wants that? Americans want people to come.
I've been abused.
Well, whatever. I understand that there's all kinds of criteria, and I'm not trying to diminish that.
Yeah,
but Americans don't want people to come in and get a check. Nobody does.
But you're just presumed, or rather presented, that there was no process to this. What about the people that came as the Yugoslavian refugees? I know some of them. I know one of them.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.